News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU, with this web update. Colorado authorities say 18-year-old Carl Pearson opened fire with a shotgun at a high school on Friday, severely wounding a classmate. The shooting took place at Arapahoe High near Denver. County Sheriff's Office there says Pearson entered the school and asked other students about the location of a teacher and then shot a 15-year-old girl who was nearby. The girl is in critical condition. Pearson apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vietnam, where he'll seek closer trade and security ties with the U.S. He'll also raise human rights concerns during his four-day visit. Also, getting the budget deal passed in the Senate may not be as easy as it was getting through the House. Democrats will need at least some Republican support to get the 60 votes needed to clear the Senate next week. The deal funds the federal government for 2 years and would avert a government shutdown over spending next month. And the jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery is jumping to an estimated $550 million for Tuesday's drawing. The lump sum cash option will be just over $295 million. It's rolling over again after there was no big winner in Friday's drawing. A Weston man is the latest to be arrested in the area and charged with possession of child porn. Some of the images included girls as young as 8. 51-year-old Thomas Beer was taken into custody after police searched his home on Birchwood Lane. Beer is being held on a $25,000 bond at the Marathon County Jail. He's the second local man to be charged with child porn possession this week and faces a maximum penalty of 200 years in prison. A few more details about the Neillsville shooting death early Friday morning. We get more from Larry Lee.
It started as a call to the Neillsville Police Department when a fight broke out at 1009 Grand Avenue at 2:30 in the morning. Clark County Chief Deputy Sheriff James Backus said the disturbance at the house involved a 23-year-old man brandishing a knife. The man kept approaching the officer with the knife, even after being told to drop the weapon several times. That's when the officer shot him. The subject was taken to Memorial Medical Center in Neillsville and then flown to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield. That's where he died later Friday morning. Clark County deputies and the Wisconsin Department of Justice are investigating the incident. The Neillsville officer was not harmed. Names of the aggressor and the officer have not been released. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Oshkosh police are looking for three children missing since Friday afternoon. Authorities say 9-year-old Jimmy Wiggins, 8-year-old D'Angelo Wiggins, and 7-year-old Raylan Wiggins were last seen at an elementary school. Police believe the children are with their biological mother, and it's not believed that they are in danger. Also, there will not be any legal nighttime deer hunting by Wisconsin's Chippewa tribes. The tribes challenged the DNR law against night hunting about a year ago when Wisconsin's first wolf hunt was allowed to take place, day or night. Tribal leaders felt deer hunting should be legal at night as well. U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb was at the heart of the issues 20 years ago when the state and the various tribes negotiated the terms of hunting and fishing treaty rights. Now, Crabb says the tribes failed to show that conditions have changed enough to justify changing the 20-year-old agreement. Governor Walker was busy signing several bills into law yesterday. The governor signed 25 total bills, including the addition of a crossbow hunting season. State Senator Paul Farrow of Pewaukee and Representative Mary Zaha of Irma, authors of the bill, were present for the signing ceremony. UW-Stevens Point officials are getting ready to go smoke-free on the entire campus next year. WSAU's Raymond Newpert has more.
UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson said on Friday that the move comes from a long-term study of the campus body, staff, and professors. 70% of the SGA surveys returned showed that students were in favor of an entirely smoke-free campus. The Faculty Senate and the University Affairs Committee also agreed with that assessment. Patterson says that while the decision was not a unanimous one, it was one that an overwhelming percentage of campus wanted. The policy will take effect in the fall semester of 2014. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Stevens Point police are asking for your help in solving a number of retail thefts from the cop store on the east side of town. Officer Jeremy Miller explains.
There's 4 to 6 individuals involved in 5 separate retail thefts that occurred over the last month or so.
Police have photos of 3 of the women involved, and we've got them online at WSAU.com. A health advisory has been issued due to more cases of pertussis or whooping cough. The Wood County Health Department has had more cases reported, and they're urging people with the symptoms to take the right precautions. More information about pertussis is available on the internet, and we have a link here on our website. The Rhinelander School District ended up with 2 closed elementary schools on Friday. That's because a large number of students were sick. Pelican School was hit hard, with nearly a quarter of the students absent on Thursday. Highlander administrators closed Pelican School on Friday, and Crescent Elementary was also hit hard by the bug. And it's nearly Christmas, which is also the end of the semester for many colleges. Many students graduate at the end of the fall semester, and North Central Technical College has a commencement ceremony today at Wausau East High School. NTC's Director of Student Development is Sean Sullivan.
Well, totally, we have about 460 students that are eligible to graduate, and of those 460, I'd say approximately 230 will be attending the ceremony today.
The technical college has many graduates going directly to the workforce, as many have already accepted jobs in their chosen field. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.